WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 7. The temperature is 76. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. I'm Bill Oliver. One Bryan man is dead. Another Bryan man accused of killing him is in jail. Bryan police were notified of the shooting yesterday morning about 3 a.m. at the Image Apartments on Finfeather Road. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 23-year-old Andres Tula Penaloza was standing outside his SUV when he was shot. About an hour and a half later, 39-year-old Cecimo Gonzalez was arrested at his house for murder.
Evidently, they had run into each other at a club in College Station earlier that evening or the night before, and it carried over to the suspect contacting the victim at his residence and shooting him in the parking lot.
According to the arrest report, the victim's ex-girlfriend became mad after seeing him dance with two other women. One of two witnesses said Gonzalez got out of a car driven by the victim's ex-girlfriend. Investigators located five spent shell casings behind the victim's SUV. Keithan says neither witness was injured. College Station police report a man held up at gunpoint last night in the parking lot of the Campus View Apartments at Harvey and George Bush. The victim was not hurt. The thief got away with a wallet and a cell phone. Suspect information is online at WTAW.com. A motorcyclist from Grimes County is dead following a head-on crash last night north of Plantersville. DPS reports 53-year-old Leslie Scott Jetton of Anderson was going north on FM 1774 and crossed the center line going into a curve when he hit an oncoming car driven by 68-year-old Rodney Passow Magnolia. Jetton, who was not wearing a helmet, was killed at the scene. Passow received bruises and burns from the deployment of airbags, is in good condition at St. Joseph's in Navasota. Three people were injured, two seriously, Saturday morning from a crash on George Bush Drive near the Bush Library. Witnesses told College Station police an eastbound pickup attempted to make a left turn onto Barbara Bush Drive. The truck hit a motorcycle, which was pushed into a second motorcycle. Both motorcyclists were transported to local hospitals with incapacitating injuries. They were identified as Keith Youngblood and Charles Tisdale O'Brien. Both were wearing helmets. Driver of the pickup, Blake Littlejohn of College Station, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Now that September has arrived, so have new traffic laws and tougher penalties for others in Texas.
For instance, passing a school bus with the lights flashing. The fine for doing that will skyrocket from $200 to $1,000. The penalties will also be toughened for leaving the scene of an accident. To deter drunks, who know that the current penalty is nothing compared to the penalty for DWI, so they leave the scene. Some of the other changes, no cell phone use in school carpool lanes, and it'll now be required to slow down or pull over for TxDOT vehicles coming up behind you. The same as you have to for police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances. Mike Rogers, TSN News.
Johnny Manziel may have received most of the attention at Saturday's Aggie football opener, but you might have noticed at least one new Yell leader. The Eagle talked with 34-year-old Roy May, who had dreamed of being a Yell leader since he was four. His path to getting there took a less traditional path, married and the father of an 8-year-old daughter. May first spent 12 years in the Army. In 2009, was deployed to Iraq. May's a staff sergeant, who's a career counselor in the reserves, and he hopes to graduate in 2015. A divided Texas Supreme Court has overturned a ruling that would have denied 52 North Texas Episcopal Church properties from a breakaway sect. By a 5-4 vote, justices overturned a summary judgment that had granted the National Episcopal Church the properties. The Fort Worth Episcopal Diocese had sued for ownership of those properties after it broke away from the National Church. Diocese opposes the consecration of gay bishops, ordination of women, and other policies its leadership considers too liberal. It's been 10 years since a Texas law capped damages in medical malpractice lawsuits, and since then, the number of suits and the amounts paid out have fallen sharply. A study done by the Austin American Statesman shows the number of medical malpractice claims and lawsuits fell by nearly two-thirds from 2003 through 2011. The average payout fell 22% to $199,000. Supporters say doctors worry less about being sued and have seen their malpractice insurance premiums fall. Opponents counter tort reform has barred many injured by doctors from going to court or relatives suing after losing a loved one. The Houston Chronicle's Texas on the Potomac blog reports San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro is being considered as a running mate for the likely 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Castro, if you recall, gave the keynote address at last year's Democratic National Convention.
Texas may be the one place where people actually still have bootstraps. And we expect folks to pull themselves up by him.
The Chronicle blog calls the teaming of Clinton and Castro a power ticket since Castro's twin brother Joaquin's a congressman. WTAW News Time, 10 after 7. The temperature is 77. News brought to you by Zornerman Flooring. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornerman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornerman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zornerman Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is, unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Stationary front in the northern part of the state will remain active. We'll have sunshine on this Labor Day. Could see an isolated shower thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs 95 to 100. It'll become partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Sun tomorrow, the risk for an isolated afternoon storm, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, 75 to 80. Sun on Wednesday, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A stunning come-from-behind victory for A&M Consolidated. We'll get you caught up with all the high school football scores. A&M played a little old football game this weekend. We'll get you caught up in Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and more with a busy sports weekend, all coming up at 7:50.
So they were running last night in NASCAR, right?
Yes, they were. Yeah. Atlanta Motor Speedway.
That was Atlanta, huh?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Last week was Bristol, right, where the track is like 400 feet? Right?
Ish.
Yeah. Like a quarter of a mile or something.
It is roughly, I think it's a half mile,
yeah,
but it's tiny.
Mile. Yeah. It doesn't take them long to go around.
No.
Why they have to go around like 800 times, right?
Yeah, they have pits all the way around the inside ring.
There you go. That's it. Well, we've talked a lot of NASCAR today.
We were talking Camping World Truck earlier.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It's different.
Okay. It's motorsports,
yes.
Right? Motorsports. So here we go. It's Labor Day.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of people not working today.
Yes, sir.
But for others, you know, there's a great chance to save 40% on a fill in the blank because that's what Labor Day is for.
Mattresses and sheets.
Yeah, grills, yeah. Right? All that kind of stuff. Outdoor furniture. Yeah. Labor Day weekend marks the traditional end of summertime and the beginning of fall. Even though fall's not here for almost three more weeks. The first Labor Day in U.S. America, celebrated September the 5th, 1882 in New York City, became a federal holiday in 1894 when, following the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of federal marshals and military troops during the Pullman strike, again in 1894 became the federal holiday, President Grover Cleveland made reconciliation with the labor movement a top political priority as a gesture of good faith, pushed legislation to make Labor Day a national holiday. The legislation was unanimously approved by Congress. Traditional bipartisan.
That was the last time anything was unanimously
probably
approved.
Probably so, yeah, because they're not quite that friendly toward each other now. And there you go. AAA is projecting that just over 34 million of us travel at least 50 miles from home over this Labor Day weekend. That's better than a 4% increase over last year and the most since 2009. So there you are. We're out traveling and...
Another sign of the economy, huh?
Yeah, I think so. That's but again, it's different here than it is in lots of other places. 7:15. So the lottery winner...
There was?
Well, no. This is an old story. Duped out of his prize by the sons of a convenience store owner will finally receive his $5 million. Back in 2006, a guy in Syracuse, New York, won the huge prize in a scratch-off game, but the cashiers on duty, that'd be the store owner's sons, told them that he had only won $5,000, and so they bought the ticket from him for even less than that. And then they did nothing for 6 years.
Wow.
Now, maybe they thought that he would forget. When they came forward with their winning ticket in 2012, lottery officials sent shenanigans and put out a press release intended to smoke out people who might know something. And the real winner came forward, and the brothers were arrested.
How would the lottery know that it was the real winner?
Well, I'm guessing since they knew that there, maybe it was because they knew that the guy's dad, the winner's dad, owned the convenience store, that was caused them to wonder about it. I'm not sure, but that may have been.
But how to identify who the real winner was?
Yeah, well, okay.
I mean, I could have gone over there and...
Sure. One of them was sentenced to prison for possession of stolen property. Now, what they tell you is, the gist of this is, if you win a large jackpot, the first thing you should do, even before you make a generous donation to your favorite whatever, sign the back of the ticket. You also shouldn't necessarily go back to the store where the ticket was purchased to cash it in unless you want to share the good news. In New York, for instance, where this story happened, retailers can only give out a prize up to $600.
And I think most states have that.
Right.
Have,
I mean,
similar limit.
Obviously. And many stores do set limits for that. After all, even the busiest convenience store doesn't usually keep $5 million in cash on hand. For larger prizes, you visit the lottery customer service center. I know we have one. Unfortunately, I haven't been there. Haven't done that. Anyway, if the prize is big enough, you'll also get a news conference and a ceremonial oversized check. Here, take that home with you. Be great to sell that in a garage sale, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't.
That would be great at a garage sale.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't know. But I guess that's one of the things that has ever scared me off about even playing the thing. I just wouldn't want the attention.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, but if it's
enough, a guy that's on the radio every day.
Yeah. Well, if you make enough money, it won't matter. You'll just not be where you are now, right?
Exactly.
And then it wouldn't, yeah. For many years, Colorado has had a state flag and a seal, but until now, they've never had a unified brand. That's all changed now. Did you see that? Colorado released their new logo design.
Does it have a cannabis leaf on it?
You know, it doesn't. It's based on the green and white triangle. It's a green and white triangle and it has a snow-capped peak, okay, that's supposed to be reminiscent of its license plate, sitting atop the letters CO, period. Nationwide research showed the Colorado flag was commonly mistaken for Chicago's, where the Colorado license plate had high recognition. So there you go. They've made a little peak. And they have a smiling John Denver looking. No, they don't.
Oh, stop it.
Just saying. Okay, so now.
Better than a Coors can.
Well, again, that's how a lot of us knew Colorado.
Especially when you're in college.
That's right. To get cyclists to be more sociable, the Dutch Cyclists Union has set up spots in a city where people can hitch a ride. Although it's illegal, signs were placed at 6 designated places near the city's central station in Utrecht, okay? And those who wished to hitch a ride stood behind it while making the international hitchhiking signal, which is, do you know what the international hitchhiking gesture is?
Not a thumbs out, Tom.
It's a thumbs up.
Like a gig'em?
Yeah, there you go. So, you know. If you're gigging over there in Holland, you're liable to get, you'll be a hitchhiker. Many cyclists were volunteering to help pedestrians. However, city officials have stated that they have to remove the signs because it's illegal to install them. So, yeah, I mean, what, you going to let them sit on the handlebars like we used to do when we were little kids? Is that how you do that?
You pump somebody for a ride?
Something like that. And, you know, if you've got a seat back there for your infant, most people aren't going to be able to fit in that. So, you know, just saying, a little bit different. All right, here you go. This is the ultimate story of change in the cushions. French police said three sisters brought in $206,301 they found stashed in their deceased brother's couch. Sisters,
wow.
They traveled from Algeria to clear out his apartment. He died in early August at the age of 61. The women discovered the money and Social Security card and bank card belonging to their father, who died in 1995. Police said they believe the women's brother had been continuing to collect on his father's pension. Oh, the good news is we found the money. The bad news is we can't keep it.
Yikes.
It has to go back to the government. Okay. So let me see. Since it's Labor Day and we have to work.
Okay.
Why not give away something, right?
Okay.
Let's give away two tickets to the second annual Brazos Valley Fair.
Cool.
Okay? The Brazos Valley Fair, but it's trivia. Okay?
All right, let's start answering phones again.
695-1620, 695-1620. Yeah, but see, it's Labor Day.
You're going to give them a break?
And do what? Give them a break? How so?
Well,
it's not clearing the lines first.
Oh, no. No. It's because people will amble over to the phone. Okay. So here's the question. 695-1620. It's for two tickets to the second annual Brazos Valley Fair. And I'll... See, they did. They started already.
That's my point.
Yeah. Well, these could be people visiting from out of town. And also, I'll give you a $20 gift certificate from NEMFAS if you have the answer.
Wow, this is a big prize.
What's the answer?
Oh, I didn't hear the question.
I know you didn't. Thank you. 695-1620. All right. I'm going to give you a list of three people.
Travel and tourism is not going to like you for picking on people from out of town.
I know. That's probably right. That's probably right. Larry King, Abraham Lincoln, and Willie Nelson.
Oh, we're playing Karnak.
Karnak, yeah.
No. 695-1620. What do they have in common? Larry King, Abraham Lincoln, and Willie Nelson.
They're all deceased, or should be.
I could, but I won't throw in Kim Basinger. But anyhow, so 695-1620. What's the answer?
Same birthday?
No, thank you. That's an excellent answer.
That's on the ball.
Yeah, not correct. That's very good. She must have gotten up early this morning, or maybe she has to go to work. It's Larry King, Abraham Lincoln, and Willie Nelson. And no, it's not the people who went to Elvis's wedding.
What's not the people who went
Hello,
to
what's the answer? Okay, 695-1620, 695-1620. We're playing for tickets to the Brazos Valley Fair, second annual, and also a gift certificate from NEMFAS. What to Larry King, Abraham Lincoln, and Willie Nelson have in common?
Do you have any
what's
other...
the answer?
They're all playing cards.
No, thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
They're all old.
Hi, what's the answer?
They all went out with Katie Couric.
Wow! Yeah!
There we go.
Well, we know Larry King did. And Willie, yeah. 695-1620. It's Abraham Lincoln, Larry King, and Willie Nelson.
You have any kind of clue?
Well, you know, here's some other ones, okay, in the same group. Mark Twain, Walt Disney, Burt Reynolds, Henry Ford, Kim Basinger, 695-1620. What do they all have in common? Hi, what's the answer?
Hey, they were all potheads?
No. Don't, Abraham Lincoln was not. But yeah, these those people, Burt Reynolds, Henry Ford, Willie Nelson, Walt Disney, Mark Twain, Kim Basinger, Abraham Lincoln,
Does
and Larry
it have
King.
Have anything to do with education?
What is this? What's my line? I've got a secret? What? No. Is it bigger than a bread box? No, it has nothing to do with education. Hi, what's the answer?
Same birthday?
Nope, thank you. Again, second one to have that. But
yeah, I'm trying to help somebody win.
I know you are. I know. Yeah, because you could come in here and get a NEMFAS certificate anytime you want.
no, I'm trying to help somebody else win.
I know. That's what I mean. 695-1620, 695-1620. Well, we'll continue it through the morning. That's fine. I don't think this is Googleable. I think this is... Which is
that's the perfect type of question.
Google free trivia, right? You can't. I don't think you can Google it and get it.
That's a contest name if I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is. Hi there. What's the answer?
They're left-handed.
Nope. Thank you.
Good guess.
Yeah. Hi there. What's the answer?
They all filed for bankruptcy.
That's it. They all filed for bankruptcy. How'd you know that?
It's Googleable.
Oh
man.
Oh, I thought it wasn't. That's a shame. All right. Who's this?
Timothy D'Alessandro.
Okay, Timothy. You typed in all those people?
Yes, I did.
Wow. All right. Golly. What do you do, Timothy?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a registered nurse.
I know you are, but I mean, there might be people who didn't know. All right, we're closed today, but come by here tomorrow, and we'll have the Ninfas for you and the Brazos Valley Fair tickets. Thanks a lot. Bye. So it was Googleable. Dad gum. Mm. So much for our contest name too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the list again. They all filed bankruptcy. Larry King, Abraham Lincoln, Kim Basinger, Mark Twain, Walt Disney, Burt Reynolds, Henry Ford, and of course we knew Willie Nelson. So, dadgummit. All right, I was hoping that
he probably gave too many names.
Well, that could be it. All right, so it's on me. All right, didn't mean for that to happen. All right, news coming up. We're not going to have a rush update today. This ought to make you feel good. A new study reported that doctors in several countries.
I thought it was going to be good that we didn't have a rush update.
Well, and it is going to be good if we don't. Yeah, it is. How you say? How could it be good?
No, for the few out there who are pining for it.
Yeah, sorry, it's
hearkening.
It's not family.
Hey.
It's not family friendly. For those.
Leave me alone.
A new study reported that doctors in several countries do not wash their hands properly 40% of the time. Nurses had the highest compliance rates at 71% across all sites. At 43 hospitals in Costa Rica, Italy, Mali, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. So you're supposed to wash your hands and sing happy birthday to yourself twice.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Happy birthday to me. All right. Anyway, so that's it. Brazos Valley weather forecast this morning. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Look for a high temperature today, about 99 or so. Low temperature tonight, around 76. There will be a 20% chance of rain, so that's a good thing. And that'll actually happen today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday, too. Low temperature tonight, probably about 76 or so. And right now, we've got winds out of the west at 3 miles an hour, and it's 78 degrees.
My friends, every computer and smartphone we have contains valuable information, pictures, data. I'm sure you have the same arrangement. Now, all of that needs to be protected. It all needs to be backed up so that you're not left suffering if everything is lost. So we went on a search for the best company with the brightest ideas for online, off-site backup. And we found it at iDrive.com. That's the company that we are now using, iDrive.com. We made the move to iDrive.com because it's smart, it's intuitive, and we have the full confidence that their backup ability is industry best. Now you make the move, too, to iDrive.com. Every computer in your home or office can be on the same account, as well as your phones, starting at less than $5 a month. So join us today. Make the move to iDrive.com. Just go to iDrive.com and use the offer code RUSH. Save 20%. Can't beat that. iDrive.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time 7:30, temperature 77. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news brought to you by bcsrealtor.com, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. I'm Bill Oliver. There's been one death on Brazos Valley highways this holiday weekend. It was last night in Grimes County that a motorcyclist crossed the center line and was struck by an oncoming car. DPS reports 53-year-old Wesley Scott Jetton of Anderson was killed at the scene of the crash north of Plantersville on FM 1774. Jetton was not wearing a helmet. Driver of the car was burned by airbags and bruised. 68-year-old Rodney Passau Magnolia transported to St. Joseph's in Navasota, where he was listed in good condition. Less than an hour before kickoff of the Aggie football opener, fan traffic was delayed by a three-vehicle crash near the Bush Library. College Station police say two motorcyclists were seriously injured. They were identified as Keith Youngblood and Charles Tisdale Bryan. Both men were wearing helmets. Witnesses say an eastbound pickup on George Bush Drive attempted to make a left turn onto Barbara Bush Drive when the truck hit Youngblood, who in turn was pushed into Tisdale. Driver of the pickup, Blake Littlejohn of College Station, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. An ex-girlfriend may be the source of a Bryan man being shot and killed early yesterday morning. The victim, 23-year-old Andres Tula Penalosa, was in the parking lot of the Image Apartments on Finfeather Road when a witness told police a car driven by the victim's ex-girlfriend pulled up. Witness said a passenger got out, fired multiple times, and drove off. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the investigation is continuing.
Typically in any type of case like this where it just occurred, it's still pretty fresh. I mean, even though they have made an arrest, they still have to tie up any loose ends that may be associated with the case. So, by no means is the case completed. They will have to look into every aspect to make sure that there is no one else involved.
According to the arrest report, the witness said Penalosa's ex-girlfriend got mad when she saw him dance with other women the night before at a local club. About an hour and a half after the shooting, police arrested 39-year-old Sosimo Gonzalez at his house for murder. McKeithen says there were two witnesses to the shooting. Neither one was injured. An armed robber got away with a wallet and a cell phone last night in College Station. Police say this took place in the parking lot of the Campus View Apartments at George Bush and Harvey. The victim, who was not hurt, says he was held up at gunpoint. Online at WTAW.com is suspect information. Saturday's A&M football game, the first for new Yale leaders, including one who took a different path to Aggieland. 34-year-old Roy May spent 12 years in the Army, including a tour in Iraq. Now a staff sergeant who's a career counselor in the reserves. May hopes to graduate in 2015. He's also married and has an 8-year-old daughter. May told the Eagle becoming a Yale leader had been a dream since he was 4. Could San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro be Hillary Clinton's running mate in 2016? Some political experts think so. The Houston Chronicle's Texas on the Potomac blog says Castro is being seriously considered as vice presidential material, presuming Clinton wins the nomination. Castro gave the keynote address last year at the Democratic National Convention and said people in Texas still have bootstraps and are expected to use them.
But we also recognize that there are some things we can't do alone. We have to come together and invest in opportunity today for prosperity tomorrow.
Castro will visit the key primary state of Iowa next month. The president of the Baptist General Convention of Texas is shoving politics aside and moving to provide direct assistance to immigrants. President Farrell Foster says many immigrants are victimized and are struggling to survive. He says that's a recipe for good stewardship.
We will be well positioned to help people negotiate those new challenges, the new parameters within which they have to work.
Foster says if Congress does eventually pass an immigration law, the Baptist General Convention of Texas will be prepared to lead. The teachings of televangelist Kenneth Copeland and his family are under scrutiny after a measles outbreak linked to their North Texas church revealed that many of their members are not vaccinated. Officials of the Eagle Mountain International Church near Fort Worth are quick to act after the outbreak was discovered, including hosting 4 vaccination clinics where 220 received immunization shots. But people familiar with the ministry say there's a pervasive culture of a reliance on God, not modern medicine, to keep one well. The outbreak included 21 cases of measles and was started when a person who contracted the virus overseas visited Eagle Mountain International Church. And, there's a problem with SpaghettiOs, at least the labels, coming out of the manufacturer in Northeast Texas.
Campbell's Soup's Paris, Texas facility is recalling nearly 2,000 cans of SpaghettiOs with meatballs. Problem is, the labels said it was Swanson 100% natural chicken broth. The mix-up's complicated by the fact that the pasta contains allergens, including wheat, soy, and milk. Campbell's found out about the problem from a couple consumers surprised when they opened the can. Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 8. The temperature is 77. News brought to you by bcsrealtor.com. More news after 8 or anytime online at wtaw.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Valley, our home. From backyard barbecue to Aggie football, it's growing at an amazing pace, but it's still the same place where we grew up. No one knows the Brazos Valley like we do. Your Bryan College Station Realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you're buying or selling a home, let a realtor guide you through the process. We're here when you need us, and we adhere to a strict code of ethics. To find out more, log on to bcsrealtor.com. Meet your neighbor. Meet your realtor.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community. Introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will produce some sunshine today. Temperatures will climb up to 95 to 100. Keep that in mind if you're going to be outside for any great lengths of time today. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm before the day is done, but any activity will be isolated. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 75 to 80. Some sun tomorrow. The risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, 95 to 100. We'll have more sun on Wednesday. There's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
He circles around, and he's got a wall on the near side. Turn it up, Derek. Derek put the ball for 50, 45, 40, 35, 30.
And if you don't know what happened, you'll have to listen in 12 minutes to find out. It was close with 1 second left, consolidated in Copper's Cove. We'll get that and more high school scores, A&M football, and we'll do all of it coming up in about 12 minutes.
It's 7:39 right now.
Yeah, I just got another email from SportsCenter. Now they're trying to get Mike on SportsCenter this morning.
Well,
Mike, I'm going to forward you the email.
Okay. Slow sports day, which is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and I chatted a little bit, swapped texts, and he said he'd certainly never done anything like that before. Nor had I. It's once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal.
So. I love the way the ho-hum of it. Yeah, it looks like we're done. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of it, the unbridled jubilation is just cool.
Well, again, he's pretty dang good at what he does.
Yes, he is.
Glad he's the guy who's calling the game. A Florida high school is forbidding cheerleaders from wearing their game day uniforms to class because they're too sexy. And, you know, I can remember in the day, obviously, that's the cheerleaders used to wear their unis, you know, in the hallways. Football players wear the jerseys, right? Parents at were reportedly dumbfounded at the Countryside High School in Clearwater, Florida, as they announced that the school-issued uniforms, don't conform to the dress code. As one father asked, why can they wear it in front of thousands of people at a football field and they can't wear it on game day at school? Be a good question. Just like to hear the answer. Kind of odd. 22. I don't know how this plan could have gone wrong, but it did. A Washington man attempting to smuggle drugs into a jailhouse fired an arrow wrapped with a bag of weed and some other identified substance at the second floor screen window.
There you go.
At the Whitcomb County Jail's recreation area on Tuesday morning of last week. Instead, the arrow landed on the prison's roof where, of course, it was discovered. Thanks to a tip from a waitress. Well, I mean, you know, he thought he was Robin Hood or William Tell or whatever. Thanks to a tip from witnesses, sheriff's deputies arrested David Jordan at his home where they found the bow used to launch the contraband. He admitted that he was shooting the arrow, but he claimed he was hunting a squirrel.
Trying to get him high to catch him later?
I'm guessing that's really all that he could think of under the circumstances as they were, you know, coming in to grab him. Anyway, had been released from prison last Friday. So, trying to score some grass for a friend of his inside, I'm guessing.
Trying to do his buddies a solid.
Yeah. Back in the day, whenever that was, the only time you would eat salad outside of home was when it came in a big old bowl placed in the center of a restaurant table, right, for everybody to enjoy. Well, now, salads are a meal fit for soloists, but one New York restaurant wants to change that with an app that promises to connect you with your, quote, salad soulmate, end quote. Salad Match.
Salad Soulmate.
Salad Match is a service developed by Just Salad. That's a franchise stretches out the door. Yeah. The company. Excuse me. I need to drink a little water here. Excuse me. Okay.
So is this like eHarmony for vegetarians?
Well, it could well be. It's a service developed by Just Salad, a franchise that features reusable bowls, a healthy menu, and during lunch hour, a line that stretches out the door. The company at some point realized that their customers really hit it off while waiting in line. So they decided to test the idea of salad compatibility. The app works like any dating service software would. The gimmick is that your profile gets you into details about your salad habits. Do you like meat in your salads? Are you a vegan? Do you prefer to make salads yourself or use seasonal ingredients? Or are you one of those wraps people? I know. Did you know that there are restaurants out there that serve only one kind of food? One kind of food. And the Food Network has these on sometimes. And I saw one, I don't know if it was this one, but Mac Bar. Nothing but macaroni and cheese. Okay? Their menu is seriously macaroni. And that, the one that they had.
You mean you can't even vary the ingredient to go in with the mac?
No, you can. But it's based on macaroni and cheese. And then if you want to add bacon, which of course would be good for anything.
So it's like going to do pizza then.
Yeah, something like that, except mac is what they're doing. Few things can be more comforting than the simple joys of peanut butter and jelly, but that's the whole idea behind Peanut Butter and Company. With hit sandwiches like the Evis Special, one can only assume that your lunch would leave you all shook up. I didn't say that.
Wow.
Who loves...
I'm caught in a trap, yeah, and I can't get out.
It's even better. Mm-hmm. Don't let your eyes deceive you when you visit. Those aren't sliders, but those are meatloaf burgers. Mm. How about meatloaf burgers?
That'll work.
It's called the Meatloaf Bakery. That's in Chicago. Few things are better on a chilly day than a nice melty grilled cheese. Few things are better than your not-so-chilly day either. It's comfort food that tastes great. You know, I had a guy call me last week. We were talking about burgers, and he said he uses pimento cheese on his burgers, which is kind of interesting.
Haven't done that in an awful long time.
Hello? Yeah. You got to wait. I'll finally wander over there in a minute. And who loves bacon? David Burke loves bacon. That's why he dedicated his entire new restaurant to singing the porcine product's praises. You like that? Got that alliteration thing going? If you crave not just the most delicious bacon, but other bacon-related products, visit Burke's Bacon Bar. Burke's Bacon Bar. And rice pudding. And I have been to this restaurant. It has nothing but rice pudding called Rice to Riches. And it was expensive, but it was really pretty good. You know, I kind of go for the
for rice pudding,
right? It had nothing but rice pudding. Yeah. And there were a lot of people in there. I mean, you know, 10 or 12.
I like rice pudding.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the yogurt shops, except it was rice pudding. You know, you go over here and you could have this kind and this kind. It's different. I don't think I'd probably eat there again. You know, I can say I've done it, but that's it. Eating more, that's for the unhealthy. For the healthy, eating more fruit may help ward off type 2 diabetes, okay? But it has to be fruit and not fruit juice. See, the British Medical Journal suggests like blueberries, apples, grapes in particular. Blueberries cut the risk of developing diabetes by 26%. Plus, they're pretty dang good.
I like blueberries.
And they don't, you know, they sell them right down the road, not too far from here. So, and they're priced pretty well. So that's good for you. So do something good and healthy for you today. Here's your top DVD sales if you're going to sit at the home today. Number one is Olympus Has Fallen. Either of you guys seen that?
Nope. No, I have not.
It's the White House, right?
Yes.
And Morgan Freeman ends up being the president or something.
It's not about a camera.
No, it's not. Okay. And again, that's Morgan Freeman who, you know, used to be on the electric company. And top video rental number two is 42, and number three is The Big Wedding. Haven't seen any of those, but then why would that be any different, right? And Mars One, the heavily hyped private expedition to Mars planned for 2013, has not found as many people as they thought would be willing to leave Earth forever. They had expected to get 1 million people to jump at the chance to colonize the red planet. Instead, 165,000 have applied, so they're well short. That could be a problem given that it's the nonprofit Mars One Foundation planning on using the $38 application fees to help fund the project. Nonetheless, the company is forging ahead and expects to cover the funding shortfall with a reality TV series about the astronaut selection process.
And how long did it take for Star Trek to become popular?
Yeah, really.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at ToyotaTexasBassClassic.com.
I've talked a lot about my friends at Zweiker & Associates. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Today, I want to tell you about one of the many ways that they truly shine. And when you list your home with Zweiker & Associates, your listing's going to shine, too. You see, they use an architectural photographer out of Houston. This guy's not a wedding photographer or a portrait photographer. No, he is a high-end architectural photographer. What does that mean? It means that not only does he have the right equipment to be able to capture your home, he also has the lenses to help make your rooms look more spacious. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. You've all seen those horrible pictures on other listings where it's just in the corner of the room or you can see the person actually taking the picture like in the bathroom mirror. You will never see that kind of photo with a Zweiker & Associates listing. You will see gorgeous stage spaces, photographs that are processed so the buyers can appreciate all of the natural light pouring in from all the windows and still see all the detail of the room. Did you know over 80% of home buyers suggest that pictures are the single most useful piece of information in deciding which homes to view? If you want to make sure that your home is the clear choice for buyers, call Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. ZARealestate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
How would you like to give your teenager a great gift in honor of this day? Now, I know what you're thinking. Who hands out presents on Labor Day? Well, don't worry. This one will fit right in, and that is to give your child the gift of hard work. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. To successfully navigate adulthood, kids must learn the value of hard work. I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to you that teenagers gravitate towards what's fun, and that's why they'd rather play video games than take out the trash. But as we all know, being an adult isn't always fun. Sometimes it simply takes hard work. And that's where parents come in. Many kids want to be successful at something without striving to earn it. They give up learning an instrument because it's too hard, or they run from the discipline it takes to develop athletic skills. If something isn't fun, they'll ditch it. But that's a mindset that'll hamper their potential to succeed in their adult years, whether it be in the workforce or in marriage. They need to learn that they can only be as successful as their willingness to work hard and invest themselves. Labor Day celebrates the contributions of American workers who devote their labor toward building a stronger society. So parents, let this day serve as an inspiration to instill within your kids the value of hard work. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:51. Before we head over to the exploits of Johnny Football and the boys at the big school, we first need to break down what happened under the lights Friday night and take page from the 82 famous game between Cal and Stanford, where they ran the kickoff back after several laterals. Well, A&M consolidated, stunned the Coppers Cove Bulldogs in almost the same way with just 1 second left on the clock.
Here's the approach of the ball by Stanley. It is an onside kick. The Coppers Cove Bulldogs, it is still up, and the Tigers have it. They flip it back to Brandon Jackson. Jackson turns around. He's got a little bit of running room. Jackson needs a block or two. He may get in trouble. He may toss the ball back and does, and the Tigers have some running room. It is Derek Dick with a football. He circles around, and he's got a wall on the near side. Turn it up, Derek. Derek with the ball for 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5. Are you kidding me? No pass. Won the football game on an amazing final play of the game.
Almost defies explanation, but again, that was Mike Wright. Did an excellent job, but the Tigers won 44-41 with no time left on the clock. Bryan fell to Midway in other high school football action, 38-7. Rutter came up short against Elgin, 49-3. College Station roughed up Schulenburg, 45-14. Navasota trounced Willis, 38-7. And St. Joe's beat Central Texas Christian, 39-8. On now to A&M. Fighting Texas Aggies took the game with, the Fighting Texas Aggies started the game with eight fewer players than they had anticipated due to suspensions, including Heisman winner Johnny Manziel. And the Aggies pulled out a win over Rice, but it wasn't without more controversy. Late in the fourth quarter, Johnny and a Rice player were jawing at one another, and Manziel gestured to the scoreboard, garnering a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, earning him a spot also on the bench next to Coach Sumlin for the rest of the game.
I just hope he learned actions just like today, just like some other guys on this team. Those actions may be actions that you think just hurt you, but they end up hurting the whole football team. That was the real gist of his message to the team. Everybody's individual acts affect the team, and when that happens, it's not good.
After the dust had settled, the Aggies ran away from the Owls 52-31. I got to ask Coach Sumlin after the game what his takeaway was with so many young players getting the field for the first time.
The big thing out of today was that we got a bunch of young guys playing a lot of snaps in meaningful parts of the game and feeling the pressure of having to perform instead of at the end of the game where it's just mop-up time. And so because of that, the sense of urgency to prepare this week becomes a lot more realistic than maybe it was before the game.
Ags are back in action this Saturday at 6 at Kyle Field to take on Sam Houston. It's a pay-per-view game, but it's free on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. On now to A&M volleyball. At a sophomore opposite hitter Sierra Patrick tallied a career-high 20 kills, and redshirt freshman middle blocker Jasmine Barbers posted 9 blocks, but the 15th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones pulled away in a tightly contested match and ended up winning the UND Classic. The ladies from A&M finished in second. Number 19 A&M soccer fell 2-2 after outshooting Pepperdine 22-14. Final score on that one, however, was 3-1. A&M men's and women's cross country team both opened their season with a pair of fourth place finishes at the Baylor Bear Twilight Invitational. In Major League Baseball, Texas fell to Minnesota 4-2, and here's Ron Washington after being asked about the Rangers' indecisiveness with the bats.
I wish I could explain. I think this series here, you got to explain it by the way the Minnesota Twins pitched. They pitched well against us.
On now to Astros baseball, where Jason Castro hit an RBI double in the eighth inning to lift the Stros to a 2-1 win over the Seattle Mariners. Brett Oberholzer struck out 5 and walked 1, and here's the Astros skipper, Bo Porter.
Outstanding with a capital O. Oberholzer was pretty good. I mean, he was on the attack from pitch number 1. And you look at the pitch total, 100 and some odd pitches, 83 strikes. He decided that he was going to be aggressive, and he attacked the strike zone.
On now to NASCAR action, where Kyle Busch took the checkered flag at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, holding off Joey Logano to win just over 7/10 of a second.
Man, I can't say enough about this team and their work tonight. Their work tonight definitely helped me out a lot. You know, I wasn't happy with the race car at all in the beginning of the race, but Dave and the guys made some really good calls and got us some great adjustments there tonight to get us back up front.
Busch clinched the spot in the chase for the championship with a 4th win of the year. Martin Truex Jr. was 3rd, followed by Kurt Busch and Ryan Newman. Sergio Garcia will carry a 2-shot lead over Henrik Stenson into the final round of the PGA Deutsche Bank Championship near Boston today. Garcia is 19-under, following a 65 that allowed him to stay atop the leaderboard yesterday. Men's second seed Rafael Nadal, 4th seed David Ferrer, and number 7 seed Roger Federer are scheduled for matches later on today in the U.S. Open. That's tennis. The best matchup on the women's side is Victoria Azarenka taking on number 13 Anna Ivanovic. Yesterday's winners included top seed Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic. And finally, Max Pappas told ESPN.com that he suffered a dislocated jaw following Sunday's Camping World Truck Series race in Ontario, Canada, when another driver's girlfriend slapped him in the left side of the face so hard that it unhinged the jaw. Pappas did not know the name of the female who struck him, but said she was driver Mike Sheen's girlfriend. And that's been a look at your sports. It's all brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
St. Joseph Eagle Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law. Kelly Burt Dozer, Texas Fleet Outfitters inside Napa Superstore. Spirit of Texas Bank, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Krause Paint and Body, Equity Real Estate, Fast Signs, SevCheck Service Center, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, Jason Bayinski, BCR Realtor, Serve Pro at the Brazos Valley, and Strata Auto Repair.
Listen to St. Joseph Football as the Eagles go for the Division III TAP State Championship in 2013.
Awards and Sports More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards and More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards and More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards and More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City.